You are listening to the Hot and Brave podcast with Bianca Sprague from Bebo Mia, where you will hear brave stories, hot topics, and truth bombs that will either light fire to your rage or be the balm you need for your soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hot and Brave podcast. I'm your host, Bianca Sprague, and ooh-wee, it is sunny outside, and I am very excited about these whispers of spring. It's cold, and there's snow, but there's really bright sun. This week is World Doula Week, which weirdly starts on the 22nd, which is a Friday, which I don't understand. So World Doula Week goes Friday into next week. But because of this, we've got lots of events happening over here and we have a discount code. Whoa, whoa. And the discount code is 20% off everything. And you use WDW for World Doula Week, WDW20. So that, again, is 20% off of everything, including our new swag. So check out our swag shop because there are new items. We've got sweatshirts, t-shirts, bags, water bottles. They're all things that you can use for your doula practice. We also have a cart closing bonus because our doula training starts on March 21st. And for anybody who has a new registration between March 19th and March 21st, gets a free varsity doula sweatshirt. So class starting this week, grab your spot, get your sweatshirt, and jump into that birth worker world because we know you want to. And if you have a few questions, we thought we'd answer them today in this episode. We are going to be talking about the top 10 questions about becoming and being a doula. So let's kick it off with how much do doulas make? Because, you know, you should have all the information before you jump into a new career. And there's good news here. You can earn as much as you want as a doula. And the range for salaries for doulas are really based on like geographic location, how long you've been practicing, how many clients you have, and if you offer some kind of specialized care. And this is really where your lived experiences can help you out because you can finally put all those amazing skills you have as, you know, because doula care intersects with so many of the helping and healing things we do for our family and friends for free. So let's bundle them up and really change the experience for folks going through their fertility, birth, and postpartum periods. Yes, this does mean that doulas in larger cities typically charge more, and don't be discouraged, rural birth workers. I'm now a rural birth worker because we do teach you how to build a lucrative business. So let's talk numbers. Like we said, the annual doula salary can vary because of the above mentioned variables, but roughly a doula can earn about $40,000 to $50,000 annually in Canada and the US. But the best part is we do have a lot of alumni earning over $100,000 a year annually. So we teach you how to have a thriving doula business with client care as well as passive income. And that's like digital downloads, online offerings, classes. Like there's so many things that you can do outside of just hands-on client care. And this is something that we do teach you in our course. This is also great for folks who you might have a littles right now, you might be expecting, but you can get started on your training and still have a lucrative business without providing that hands-on care because there's lots of other ways you can apply your education. But birth doulas work in packages, and usually with your package, you have some number of prenatals, two or three, something like that. You're on call for them, you go to their birth, and then you check up on that postpartum period, which is really about like birth processing and maybe answering any of their newborn questions. The average package is about $700 to $2,500, again, depending on experience and where you live. I charge $3,200 for my package. I worked in Toronto, but I had a lot of experience by that part and a pretty big roster. So, you know, that worked in the market where I was practicing. And then for those of you who want to work with those delicious babies, so that postpartum care, the average is about $25 to $60 an hour. Again, if this is city or rural and like birth doulas, there's lots of different factors that will impact your experience and if you provide a specialty, like working with multiples. So we tell our alumni, though, that you can expect approximately $25 to $35 an hour in your first year. Okay, so where do you work? Question number two. You also have way more options now, which is really great news. There's lots of ways you can practice as a doula, and they all have pros and cons, like everything. So you do need to find the way that you like to work and how you can thrive. So do you do better with direction from a boss, or do you like autonomy as an entrepreneur? Are you a go-getter, self-motivated to run your own company, or do you thrive within a system and a framework from an employer? That would help you inform which option to go with. So you can own your own business. We see you, entrepreneurs. You can work for a hospital. This is mostly in the US, and you get about $30 an hour, and some even have benefits and overtime and stuff like that. But we do have that also in Canada as well. You can also work for a doula agency. So Babel Mia actually started as the I think one of the first, and it was the largest agency in Toronto. If you do work for an agency, you're working as an independent contractor. Although some do have employees, there are some that structure with that model. You can also run a collective with a group of doulas. So this is kind of a self-employed model as well. And now, with insurance finally seeing the value of doulas, you can also work for an insurance company. So you get your insurance provider number and you register with them. And then anytime somebody writes in, you know, to use that part of their benefit, they actually connect you with, they would connect potential clients with you, and the insurance provider pays you to go do that care. So this is really great. It's in a lot of the states and some of the provinces. So it's also a really nice option. They actually prepare you. So I recently went to an insurance, like a talk to hear about how this all works. And they actually prepare doulas to be like to make sure that you can take a full roster all the time, because the floodgate opens and there is a lot of work. So that was actually one of the downsides, is they said you might be too busy. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's not as popular in the province that I live in, so that model wouldn't really work for me, but it is bumping in the US. Okay, question number three. How long does it take to become a doula? Okay, I know you're going to get sick of me saying depends, and it depends. With Babel Mia, you become a full spectrum doula. So that means you can work in fertility, antepartum, birth, and postpartum. And it takes about 4 months for your school portion. And we've really broken the doula training down so that you can work, you know, 3 or 4 hours a week from home to make this happen. We know who our market is. They are very, very busy folks with kids and maybe paid labor out of the home and, you know, caring for parents and volunteering and going to your place of worship and, you know, and all of those things. So we've made our training so it really builds into your life. There is the option of a weekend training, real talk. That's what I did. You can't learn everything you need to know in a weekend. When I went to my weekend training with a background in science, so this wasn't, I felt really strong in a lot of the things that you learn in a doula training, and I still felt wildly unprepared because you need time to process and practice and ask questions and get really prepared for working in the field of reproductive health. We are going into the hospitals and we want you to feel really confident to make sure that you feel, you know, really great to be the support person. We don't want you to feel, you know, unsure because your clients feel unsure and we don't want them to sense your kind of like nervousness and lack of confidence. So you do have 2 years to complete your certifications if you come through and do our program. Okay, next question. I'm scared of blood or it makes me squeamish. Could I still be a doula? Yes, I would say definitely see if you can shadow a birth and see how you feel. Also, if you watch birth videos on YouTube, you can get a good idea about it. But when you're in it, it feels like it's part of the journey. I mean, I don't really love blood in other circumstances, but I don't notice it as a birth because there's a lot of other things that are happening. And again, like it's not due to injury. It's part of a process. You know, like period blood feels different than when you cut yourself. Or maybe that's just me. Is it hard being a doula? For question number 5. And I would say mostly it's magic. But that said, anything can feel hard when we're out of balance or we're working in an area that's not our strong suit. So some parts of doula work may feel harder because you're not as confident with it, like maybe being on time or staying organized or waking in the night, maybe active listening. So if those are things that you struggle with, then yeah, there'd be parts of your job that feel a little bit harder. But our doula training does teach you how to overcome those kind of obstacles. We have lots of creative ways, either getting those skills up for you or, you know, finding support or swapping the hardest parts with people who find them easy, you know, building those systems so that you can really shine in there. And don't forget, most of the time doing doula care, you're holding squishy babies or you're helping excited parents to be, or you're watching birth, like, oh my goodness. And that's the best part of doing that hands-on care. Next question. Number six, have you ever missed a birth? Yeah, I have, but only two. And one was actually one of my best friends who was also my doula backup. And I was at a birth, so I had to call a backup in to help my backup. And then the other one was when I was newer, and it is a birth moment that haunts me. I was up late with my ex yelling at me, actually. I was in a domestic violence situation. It was really terrible. I had a headache, and I felt really wrung out. So I actually turned my phone off, because back in the day, this was almost 20 years ago, you couldn't really make your phone silent, which is why they still say turn your phone off, which is you can, you know, in the theater and stuff like that. So my phone was either making a lot of noise or off, which was silent. And it was about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning at this time. I felt so terrible. And I was at the early part of my on-call window, and I knew my baby was going to be waking up in a couple hours. So I was like, I'm just going to try to sleep for a couple hours. And then I was going to get on with my day as an at-home parent. And so of course, in that time between around, you know, 4 and 6 or 5 and 7-ish, my client went into labor. And they were calling me and they couldn't get a hold of me. And at that time with Babo Mia, we worked in pairs. So you had a primary and a secondary, but both of us went to do the care. And so the clients knew both of us the same amount. And so they did call my secondary and they did have coverage, but it was really terrible for me. And it really fueled me, A, to get out of that domestic violence situation, but it really like dialed up how I provided care. So now if I had to turn my phone off for a couple hours, for whatever reason, I'm going into massage therapy, I'm going into the movies, I'm going underground on a subway, like there's lots of reasons why you're going to be out of contact. I now know to send a text to say my phone's going to be off for 2 hours. Please contact my backup if you need anything. And I'll get back to you in a couple hours when I check my phone again. So I did learn from that experience, but it was rough and it replays in my head all the time. Question number 7. What is the difference between a doula and a midwife? And this is a question we get a lot, especially like I'll tell people, oh, I'm a birth doula. And they're like, oh, what's the difference between that and a midwife? Or, oh, you're like a midwife. But a Babo Mia doula is responsible for giving evidence-based and trauma-informed emotional and informational and physical care to clients. We are the only person who is there the whole time with our clients, and that's why we see that benefit of that continuous care. It's one of the researched perks about having a doula present. And so being a doula is a really great role because you have less of that heavy burden of the care that midwives have to carry. And thank you, midwives, for doing it. You are wonderful. A midwife is responsible for the medical component of care for your clients. So this includes things like tests, blood pressure, cervical exams, and, you know, so much more. And midwives do work on rotation, so clients may not get their primary and sometimes not even their secondary. I've had clients where they've had like the third option and then someone else filling in to be the secondary on the file and a student doula they've never met. Like that happens. But together, doulas and midwives make a dream team of reproductive care because we do both have different scopes and we can essentially fill all the roles that are really critical for labor and birth. What are the fees or costs for becoming or being a doula, which is question number 8. So before you check your training, I'm like waving a giant neon flag so that you really take this in. Please check the fees. This week, Brogan did some updated research, and there are so many hidden fees with other doula training organizations, and we're really excited to have no hidden fees. And so there might be fees like you pay your tuition, plus there's recertification fees, membership fees or exam fees, there's continuing education fees. And this is something we do for free because we do want to make sure anybody going out with our name on their certification is strong and confident. So we do all of this for our students and alumni. And that's something that we're really, really proud of here. Question number 9, we're almost all the way to number 10 here. What is the demand for doulas? So the market research is great on this. Doulas have been growing year over year over year. Post-pandemic, doulas have been the highest demand ever. And this market size is predicted to almost double in the next 10 years, according to Market Insights. We had some really interesting research of what happens when doulas weren't allowed globally in the hospitals during the like thick of 2020 and a little bit into 2021. And the birth outcomes were terrible. Like the research is heartbreaking to see what happens when doulas aren't allowed in the space. And so now that we have this research, parents are way more informed and are not going in alone into the hospitals, which is good news. So it's a great time to complete your doula training and certification. And we will help you grow your business so that you can support all these families seeking care out there. Doulas are the best protection from harm and trauma for families in their pregnancies, births, and parenting journeys. We need more doulas, and we have a goal to train 10,000 doulas in the next 10 years so that we can ensure we are improving birth outcomes and parenting experiences globally. That's a pretty lofty goal, by the way, y'all. So tell your friends, come on down to Babo Mia. The final question, how do I become a doula? Well, you're in the right place because we are a doula training organization. We offer the most comprehensive and inclusive doula training out there. It's 17 weeks long, so you learn everything you need to know to work with clients. And at the end of the training, you are certified as a fertility, birth, and postpartum doula. Yes, that's 3-in-1. You do not have to practice in all of them, but we firmly believe that how each person experiences their fertility informs their birth, which informs their parenting journey. For example, we see that families who had a long trying to conceive or TTC journey, we see a higher rate of postpartum mood disorders. And we want our doulas to understand this so that when you do go in to provide that postpartum care, that you're prepared to be extra vigilant, for example, around their mental health. Our live and interactive doula training starts this week. So it's taught in a live classroom. They're all recorded if you miss live class. And it is just a wonderful community. We also offer free therapy for our students and alumni. We have no recertification fees. You have lifelong continuing education from us, and we teach you how to run a doula business. So starting in week 3, we start working on that foundation. So by the end of it, not only do you have your skills, but you're ready to jump in and start your practice if that is your goal. We know that it is a big decision, it's a big commitment, a big change, and it can all feel a little bit scary. So if there is something holding you back from jumping in with both feet, you can always send us an email, ask us any question you want. We're happy to jump on a call with you. We read all of our emails and we are here to support you 100%. This semester, we have really fun new additions. The Facebook group opened and folks are introducing themselves. So I'm really, really excited for classes to start. Oh, so much happening. So don't forget, we have World Doula Week. Use that code WDW20 and you can get 20% off of any of our classes, our programs, our swag. And while you're in your app right now, hit those 5 stars. It means so much to us, and it's how other folks can see how great the Hot and Brave podcast is. You can leave those reviews. If you need anything, please write to info@babomia.com. We are standing by, and we would love to see you in your doula training coming up this semester. All right, y'all. We will see you next week in the Hot and Brave podcast. Bye. We'll be right back.
Want to keep hanging out? We have created a free mindset mini course to help change makers and birth workers find bliss in their business. You're not in this alone. Let's build together. Head to www.babomia.com/BIB to grab your space in the free retreat. Once again, go to www.babomia.com/BIB to grab your spot. We will see you next time on the Hot and Brave podcast.